As we do every Thursday morning, let's catch up with Craig Neiman, CEO of the City of Greater Bendigo. Craig, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robert. How are you going?
Very well indeed, thank you. We'll put football to one side in the interests of...
very much so.
Although, you did say that you hoped you wouldn't have to hear it on Saturday night, but you did have to hear the theme song Saturday night. So
we did indeed.
Bad luck.
We'll bounce back again. Bounce back this weekend.
I'm sure. Now, a lot happening. Meet the Mayor, yep. An opportunity to catch up with our elected Mayor.
Yeah, so Councillor Andrea Metcalf, the Mayor, is providing opportunities to catch up with people and have a chat about anything, really. So there's an opportunity for anyone in the community to make an appointment with the Mayor to either come into her office and have a chat or to meet online or even catch up for a coffee somewhere. So there's times in her diary that she set aside for this purpose, so even tomorrow from 1 till 3 p.m. Next Thursday into early August. If anyone wants to make an appointment, they could ring direct to her support person, Tiff O'Connell, which is 5434-6207, or probably even just ring our switchboard number, which is 5434-6000, and we'd be able to get that organised for anyone that wants to catch up and have a chat with the Mayor.
Great.
One-on-one.
Yeah. Now, the other thing, too, of course, is it's always good to catch up with your local councillors, and there's a couple of listening posts coming up.
On Saturday, so the Epilogue Ward councillors. So that's Councillor Margaret O'Rourke, the Deputy Mayor, Councillor Matthew Evans and Councillor Greg Penner will be at the Kennington Village Shopping Centre on Saturday morning from 11:30 a.m. So for an hour and a half. And then the Lockwood Ward councillors, so that's Councillor Rod Fife, Councillor Jen Alden and Councillor Vaughan Williams will be at the Maiden Gully Oval, which is Beckham's Road in Maiden Gully, from 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. And that's just another great opportunity for anyone to pop in and have a chat. Let the councillors know about what's happening in the ward and what's important to individuals or groups or communities. So they're really interested to learn directly from the community how things are going and what they can do to support them. So encourage the community to take that opportunity up.
Yeah. Now, the Town Jewels, this sounds interesting, a living art space exhibition that's coming up in the next few weeks. Tell us about the Town Jewels.
Yeah, so this is a couple of our local master craftsmen, jewellers, Tony Keane and Milton Long. They've got between them over 60 years' experience in fine jewellery making. And they're putting on a unique display of new work and work that reflects past masterpieces. And it'll offer insight into how they go about their creative art of jewellery, making jewellery, and the work that they do and the processes they go through. It's going to be held at the Living Art Space, which is... If you're heading into the Visitor Information Centre in Pall Mall and you turn left, there's a room in there that we provide opportunities for local creatives to display their work. So it'll be held in there over the next couple of months, opening on Saturday from 2 till 4, and then it'll be open till Sunday, September 11. So great to display the work of a couple of our great experts in jewellery. And be great exhibition to go along and have a look at. And local, it's free. So there's a real opportunity for people to go along and have a look.
Yeah, no, it sounds great. I've seen that statue of David, so I've seen the crown jewels, but not the town jewels.
I knew, Robert. I knew something would come.
So did I, Craig. That's the sad part. So did I. I see the Ukrainian ambassador to Australia has been to Bendigo and, of course, looked at the Bushmasters and met some Ukrainians living here as well. So that's a great... visit in the spirit of conciliation, isn't it?
Yeah, there's obviously no one wants war to be happening, but it is. And the Ukrainian people are under a lot of pressure. He's been appointed to that role, Vasyl Myroshnichenko, to the role as ambassador, Ukrainian ambassador to Australia in March this year. So he's only fresh on the job, but he's doing a lot of work right across Australia. He had created the opportunity to come to Bendigo at the invitation of the mayor, to come and have a ride in a Bushmaster, which he did on Tuesday, and had a chance to meet some community people on yesterday lunchtime, which was fantastic. And there's some local Ukrainian people here and a couple of even refugee Ukrainians here, so he was able to catch up with him and have a good chat.
Yep.
He's doing some great work, and we as a community are very supportive of the work that he does and supporting the Ukrainian people.
Yeah.
We'll do our best to continue that support.
Indeed. And finally, just quickly, Craig, the Huntley Structure Plan Project seeking a bit of involvement from the community for a reference group.
Yeah, so Huntley's a growth area, obviously. There's lots of development happening out there. So we want to engage with about 10 to 12 local community people from different backgrounds that can help us guide our thinking and our planning for Huntley. Where's new growth going to go? Is there any opportunity for redevelopment of existing areas? What infrastructure is required? What community facilities are required? So a real opportunity to plan for the future, next 30 years or so. So 10 or 12 community members to put their hand up to say we'd like to participate, probably every second month for an hour and a half, just to help guide that piece of our strategic work. People can register on our Let's Talk Greater Bendigo webpage, and nominations or applications for those roles close on Sunday the 31st of July.
Great.
So, yeah, real opportunity to get involved in the future planning of Huntley.
Thank you very much, Craig Neiman, and have yourself a great week. We'll talk next week.
Will do. Thanks, Robbo. See you later.